The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are joined right now by retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer as we talk about Dennis Rader, the BTK killer, and new evidence that has been literally unearthed against him in Park City, Kansas, where he once resided. I know that lot. I've driven by that lot. You were from there. You know, I spent a good chunk of my young adult life in that city. And it's a very bizarre little empty lot in the middle of that neighborhood. I remember when they tore the house down initially. And I'm actually kind of surprised that there was anything to be dug up in that yard. Why was that yard not excavated, you know, almost 20 years ago when he was arrested, and probably about 15 years ago when they tore the house down?
It is surprising. I think that a lot of people in law enforcement don't really understand at times, unless you have it happen to you, the ingenuity at which people will hide things. Mm-hmm. You know, the pouring of concrete, you know, we talked about how we encapsulated everything, how low, you know, below the ground it was. Yeah. And that's why I liked when they spent, you know, 10, 11 days at Rex Heuermann's house. I would like to think they left no stone unturned, but, you know, you wonder. I didn't see them jackhammering up any concrete, but maybe it just was old and it didn't look like it had been freshly poured. Sure. But, I mean, the oddest thing I ever saw a place where they kept evidence was they put the evidence in plastic bags in the rain gutters up on a house we were at. And I was interviewing the subject, and finally he, you know, confessed.
Yeah.
And he told me, and I said, guys, get out the ladders. Mm-hmm. We're going up on the roof. Everything was right there in the rain gutters, well kept in plastic. So, you know, most investigators never look in rain gutters. After that day, for the next 10 years of my career,
rain gutters.
We always looked in the rain gutters. We never found anything, yeah, but we always looked.
Just the ingenuity of that one individual that thought this is a great idea, and it turned out it was until they actually confessed. Where does this go from here? Is this something we're just speculating, obviously? Dennis has never admitted to any other crimes, and he seems, we think most of us thought that maybe he did confess to all of them already, and because he's been commenting on other cases in the last year quite frequently, I thought was interesting. And I know he loves the attention. Media has always been his thing. Do you think he knew that at some point these other ones were going to come back up and it was going to be a new media storm on him, and he was just waiting for that day?
Well, I think it's a possibility. I mean, there's a couple of interesting notes, though. One is the young lady in Missouri, certainly, those details are that she was raped. And that completely does not fit the MO of Dennis Rader.
Sure.
He did not rape his victims. He definitely you know, there was semen and ejaculation involved, but after death and things of that nature. So it just doesn't fit the MO. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to end up happening on the Missouri, but they're saying that he is their prime suspect. On the young woman in Oklahoma, I think that is a much more viable candidate because he did apparently work installing alarms at the bank across from the laundromat at the same time we have the laundromat entry. So at least it puts him in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And so I just think where you start getting off the MO, it doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense that he would have changed his MO with mm-hmm. that particular victim. So I think for me, I'm still waiting to really hear everything come out. The other thing could be, remember at that time when he confessed, you know, there was no death penalty in Kansas, but there was a death penalty in Oklahoma and one in Missouri. So if he were involved in those, he did not want to die. It would have behooved him, you know, not to confess. Why wouldn't he be confessing now when supposedly there's some sort of immunity deal yeah. on the table? It's still, you know, that's why I said my jury is still out until they unequivocally prove it. But I don't know if they can with them, you know, slinging pantyhose around their desk. Yeah. Where's that DNA?
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast. Dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.